Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Have you been enjoying the Saints Happy Hour podcast free episodes all month? Well, my friend, that's about to end. But don't worry. Just become a Saints Happy Hour fan club patron and get access to this podcast every single day. And it's ad-free. No ads ever. And you get the Booze Bundle Welcome Kit, 4 swag items, amazing. And you get access to the Discord channel where we're talking Saints 24/7. What are you waiting for? Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody. Welcome into another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Andrew, we are recapping day 13 of Saints training camp, I believe. I'm losing count. Anyway, they practiced today, and we're going to get to it in a second. But let me tell you, sign up today, August 31st. Sign up today so you can get your booze bundle and you can have everything shipped to you courtesy of
my wife.
She'll have it ready for you. You'll get it before the opening game of the season if you sign up today and you get in with the August batch of shipments. So do it and get your booze bundle. It's amazing. Andrew, the Saints had practice today. Me and you are on tight schedules today, so I wasn't able to do player sound, but we have Peyton's audio. But the thing I want to get into, and he didn't really get into it, so it wasn't really worth cutting, but you said it before we started this podcast. I'm starting to get worried about Kamara. He mentioned Malcolm Jenkins, unprompted today when he got asked about Kamara by Mike Triplett. There's some guys that I'm starting to get, like, a little worried. Like, we're getting into close to that two-week window for the first game. We're like, you got to get on the practice field if you're going to play against Tampa.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily that. I mean, I think as long as they're getting prepared the week before, I wouldn't be so nervous about them missing practice this week, except for Cesar Ruiz and Zach Bond. Those two guys are out right now. Now, from what I've heard, it's not serious with either player, but they need all the reps they can get. So the fact that Ruiz and Bond are both out right now, that doesn't feel good at all. Besides that, really the three guys that missed practice today were Kamara, Malcolm Jenkins, and Marcus Davenport. And yeah, I am worried. You know, they've got to be on the field practicing by next Monday. And if they're not, Kamara especially has missed a few days now. So you're starting to worry, like, what's going on with him? Is he not going to be ready for the Tampa game?
Kamara, I don't know what's going on with, you know, they said he had a stomach bug, and that's a long time ago, kind of, in training, when you think of it as training camp. Something odd is going on with him, I believe. And look, players can't hold out in a sense of you can't stay away from camp because the fines are punitive and teams just kill you with service time and all that. But I wonder if Kamara's having like a, I don't know what you call it. Like, it's not a holdout because he's there, but like, is something going on in his contract? It's just odd that Sean Payton doesn't want to speak to it at all. So I'm getting something. My ears are burning about Kamara. Malcolm Jenkins is probably just nicked and a veteran, and they're being careful. Kamara starting to worry me a little bit.
Stop it, just stop it, Ralph. I mean, come on, man. Like, first of all, if it was a contract issue, he would have held out long before now. So it's not that. And Kamara at every turn has been like, that's for my agent. I'm focused on practice.
Pay that man his money.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't disagree with that thought, but there's no conspiracy here. He's decided to hold out because his stomach didn't feel well. And he was like, you know what? I want my money, so I'm bailing. And I completely disagree with your comment that you're surprised that Sean Payton's being so coy and not answering questions.
That's true.
That's what he does. The dude could have a broken fingernail or he could be dead, and you're going to get the same response from Sean Payton. So he's not going to share anything. But
fair
I
enough.
Am worried, like, what's going on with his illness? Or if it's not an illness, if it's something else, so what's going on with Alvin Kamara? That's the million-dollar question right now. But look, Davenport has injury history. Andres Pete has injury history. You know, those guys have struggled to get on the field. Malcolm Jenkins is old. So I do feel like the Saints have been pretty physical the last few days with that scrimmage. And, you know, I obviously some guys get nicked up, and you expect that. But hopefully this is all precautionary. I will say Anthony Ciccolo is finally back at practice. So for him and Andres Pete to be back is notable.
As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Yeah. We'll get into specifics of what happened in practice in just a little bit. But there's one more soundbite that I want to play from Payton. And he talked about the composition of the practice squad. It's extended and you have 69 players. But what I thought was most fascinating about what he talked about today is he talked about how it's going to be difficult for teams to make a decision whether to sign a guy off another team's practice squad because they don't have preseason game tape.
Teams, I think, will rely relative to the young players on their draft grades if they're looking to acquire a player from another roster. I mean, obviously there's no tape, there's no pro tape on these guys. So I think it will be different this year. I think it'd probably be maybe a little quieter than in years past.
You know, that makes it, I think, dicey for teams bringing in the guy, Andrew. And it makes it dicey to sort of cut a guy and think you can sneak him through waivers because you might think, oh, we had a UDFA grade on him and he's been interesting, so we're going to sneak him through. But another team might have been like, we had a fifth round grade on him and the Saints beat us to him in the UDFA sweepstakes. We're going to sign him sight unseen. So I think it's really much more fraught to sort of cut guys maybe. And you're flying blind as to like, can I get him on? What am I getting? And what am I going to give up? Like you're unsure if a team's going to claim him, I think.
Well, he just said it. I think it's going to happen a lot less. You're just going to see way more way less instances of claims because, like he said, there's no tape. There's no pro tape. You're not seeing what kind of form these guys are in, what kind of level they're at. So I think if there's a guy you had a decently high grade on that you're intrigued about, I think in the past, you know, if his tape was really good, you may say, hey, we're going to claim him and put him on the 53 because – we feel like he's going to be a value add and an asset that we can use him now. He can be on our team and help us immediately. I just don't think you're going to see any of that. So if there's a guy they like, they'll wait for them to clear waivers, and then you can negotiate with whoever you want on practice squad. Now, most of the time, the guys have had time to task with a certain team. They know the playbook. And so generally speaking, they usually stick with the team that they were in training camp with. But I think there would be an opportunity to say, hey, we liked you coming out of the draft. We'd like to add you to our practice squad. We'll offer you maybe a little bit more money than the Steelers because we'd like to see you come to our practice squad. But we can't give you a 53 right now. There might be a shot at the 53 if you impress us in practice.
Yeah.
But we can't give you a 53 right now because we just haven't seen enough tape on you. And so I think it will be posturing and negotiating like that. And I think most guys will say, you know what? Like, I'm just going to stick with where I am for now.
Yeah.
And I'll stay with the Steelers or whatever the team is. So I agree with Sean Payton. I think you're going to see way less movement than ever.
Yeah. So as far as practice today, P-Rob is killing it. And we're going to talk to him about him in a second. But guess who has made his triumphant return? Emmanuel Butler, the guy who basically invented this soundbite on this podcast. Emmanuel Butler, Andrew, he is back. And Sean Payton had some interesting things to say about him today.
I'd say the last week I've seen him make more plays. Last training camp, I thought he did exceptionally well as a rookie. You know, he started a little bit slow this year, not having that off season like you normally would. I'm sure contributed to that, but he's big. He's got, I think, really good ball skills, and you know, he's one of those guys competing for a spot.
He's back, Andrew. He's back.
He's back, baby. Well, yeah, we'll see about you play the hype train. I mean, he was definitely who everyone was most excited about last year. And this year, yeah, it's Benny Fowler. So it's changed. It's a veteran this year, but there's always one receiver. And it's good to see him kind of make some noise here late, because I was surprised, honestly, that he didn't really step up and maybe ascend a little bit this year. I was kind of hoping he might. So, you know, look, there's 2 weeks left, and really the final cutdowns are this weekend. So, the Saints have to get their roster figured out by Saturday. So this is it. This is the last week for guys like that. And if he doesn't turn it on now, it's now or never.
The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the Crop Reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. Well, here's the interesting thing about camp two is Patrick Robinson, he's gone from, I feel like the beginning of camp, we're like, oh, he's a nice story. He's probably going to make this roster, and you want to keep him around because you want to have him in case things happen. Andrew, he's been killing it every single day. Is he going to push for playing time? Whereas last year, he just kind of was kind of there and was like, oh, we need him now. Go in. And he did some good things at the end of the year. Is he a guy that's going to push for actually more playing time? He's been everybody. Nick, Luke Johnson, Triple, they all are freaking raving about him, about how great he is every single day. Is he going to get more playing time this year?
I think it's possible. You know, I think like anything else, injuries and just – it's just – here's the thing. And we said this before, I think coaches are going to go with what they know, you know, and that's what we've talked about all season long. It's just because you don't have OTAs and because you have training camps been weird. I think unless you see major injuries, coaches are going to stick with what they know. And that's a benefit to a guy like Patrick Robinson. I just think, like, even if Keith Washington's looking good, you know, a team is going to, the Saints are going to say, hey, that's great, and we'll put him on the practice squad, but can we really give him a veteran's spot right now? Or should we just trust? And the thing is, I feel like, yes, there's some guys that are banged up right now, but you look at Patrick Robinson, he's pretty healthy right now. It's because he hasn't been playing preseason games. So I expect him to kind of look good because he hasn't been getting banged up. So I think, just answering that more generally, I think veterans are at an advantage this year over younger players. And the Saints and NFL teams in general are going to not necessarily count on what they see in practice as much as what they assume will happen this year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah, so we got to get out of here because me and you both have meetings shortly. So we got to get right to it. It's time for the world famous star of the day.
They won't even bring him to camp. He looks like a star of the day for the Saints.
Got to be Emmanuel Butler.
Oh,
Godfather
of
the hype train. Got to be. That's my star of the day. He's making an appearance. The third wide receiver battle is getting feisty. It's getting interesting, Andrew. But he's my star of the day. What about you?
Well, I think Traquan Smith's got third wide receiver locked down. So that's really for fourth, I think, for a roster spot. But I'm going Patrick Robinson.
Yeah. So, everybody, thanks for joining us. This is an abbreviated daily practice recap. But we do this podcast every day. And if you've been listening to the free version that's packed full of 9,000 ads, this is the last week where you get the free version every single day. After that, the version for the Saints Happy Hour podcast every day, that's for patrons only. But don't fear. Sign up right now after you finish listening to this podcast so you can get your booze box shipped to you and have it opening week for the Bucs game. You get the ad-free podcast, you get the booze bundle box, and you get this podcast every stinking day. Do it already. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.